What were you doing 2 months ago when the world ended? Maybe you've already forgotten that September 23rd or the 24th was supposed to be the beginning of the end. It was in the news not all that long ago. But of course, those days came and went and ended up being no different than any other day. Maybe you remember back several years ago when Harold Camping predicted that the world would end on May 21st, 2011. And he ended up changing the date multiple times before he gave it up entirely. And maybe you're even old enough to remember all kinds of predictions in years gone by, like the 88 reasons it was going to be in 1988, or the multiple claims that were made for the year 2000. There have been thousands of claims of when Jesus will return, or at least the beginning of events that would lead up to his return. And there will doubtlessly be thousands more if he does not come soon, even despite his clear words that no one can know the day or the hour. So if Jesus is so clear then, that no one can know the day or the hour when he will return, why do so many try to predict when it will be? Well, I would say that it's a misunderstanding of what Jesus means when he says, "I am coming soon." Because when we hear that word soon, our minds immediately jump to the question, when? Because we know that it's going to come. Jesus made it perfectly clear that it will happen. On the last day, a certain specific day known only to God, Jesus will return with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And on that particular day, whatever day that will be, the dead will rise from the grave. And all will stand before the judgment seat of God, and all will give answer for what they have done. We know it's going to happen. Jesus told us it would. There is no doubt. But we still want to know when it's going to happen. Because after all, we like to know things, especially if it's something that we think that hardly anybody else knows. And if we were to know the end of all things, well, that would be the greatest thing of all. So all kinds of people claim they've figured it out. They've cracked the code, they put everything together, they've read the signs, and that's why it has to be this particular day. Jesus is coming soon, and here's just how soon it's going to be. But when Jesus tells us that I am coming soon, he's not inviting us to be clever, as if he's presenting some big secret that is just waiting for somebody clever enough to figure it out. I mean, after all, he plainly says, nobody knows the day or the hour. Only God knows when that day will be. Rather, when he says, I am coming soon, it is a call for us as Christians to be faithful. It is a call for us to walk in the ways of God right now, so that we will be prepared for that day when it comes, whatever day that happens to be. Because listen to what Jesus says in our reading from Revelation, verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. Notice how Jesus says very little about when it's going to happen. All he says is soon. That's all he leaves it at. But notice also how much he talks about the purpose of his coming. He says that he will be coming to bring his recompense. He will be coming to reward each one for what he has done. For those who have rejected him, he will bring judgment. And for those who trusted in him, he will bring his everlasting comfort and joy. But do you see how thinking in that way shifts the emphasis from the future to the present. Because Jesus talks about the recompense for what each one has done. He will reward each one for the things that are being done right now. Christ tells us that he's going to come so that we will be prepared today for that coming, especially in the face of discouragement and suffering for the sake of his name. Because Christians, if we put the focus entirely on the future, if we're only concerned about the when of Christ's coming, that's bound to distract us from what we should be doing right now. I can become so focused on what is going to be that I neglect what I'm doing right now. It's kind of like getting caught up in a daydream, where you're so lost in your thoughts, so lost in something else, that you're not really paying attention to the needs of your neighbor. I'm not thinking about God's commandments as closely as I should. Now, trying to figure out when he's going to come, trying to figure out the future, is going to lead me to not listen to what he has to say. Especially because he tells me not to worry about the when at all. Yes, there's going to be a when. There's going to be one specific day. But I don't need to worry about what that day will be. If I walk by faith, I'm going to be ready for it, even if it happens 20 seconds or 2,000 years from now. But isn't that putting the emphasis on us? Does thinking of it in this way mean that we are focusing on our works? Because I thought that we were saved by faith alone. So how does what Jesus says here fit in with that? Now, the Bible is clear that we are not saved by our works. What we do does not make us right with God. And likewise, being prepared for his coming does not mean that we have to do enough good works as if we're in some kind of blind panic, hoping to be ready for when Jesus finally comes. It is faith that makes us ready. It is faith in Christ who has become our inheritance. And when we believe in God and trust in his promises, Christians, we will be ready for the last day, whenever that day will be. But that faith is not dead. That kind of faith is always producing good works as its fruits. And so God points to those works as evidence of that faith. We do these things because we believe in him. And Christians, we're not stones. We are not blocks of wood. We're people. People who face real temptations in this life. People who struggle with real fears. People who can become discouraged and even stumble and fall because of our sins. So Jesus tells us that he is coming soon in order to strengthen us. He tells us that he is coming soon so that we can keep up the war against our sins, even when it seems pretty hard. Jesus tells us that he is coming soon so that we will remain steadfast in the faith, even when we're suffering a lot because of it. We can know that everything that we're going through right now will finally come to an end. And on the last day, when Jesus returns, we will enter into our eternal rest in him. Even though we don't know the day or the hour, we know that it's coming. And that leads us to be watchful. And our God is so good, Christians, that he even promises a reward for the things that we have done. Yes, good works are the fruit of faith, and yes, no one is saved by them. That much is clear. And we don't do good works so that we get paid as if they are our wages. But not one of the things that we do for God is forgotten. God remembers everything we have done for him. Even something as small as a cup of cold water for someone just because he is a Christian is dear to God. And he will repay us in the resurrection of the just, not because we have earned it, but because God is so good and gracious through his Son, Jesus Christ. And knowing that, Christians, moves us to do what is right, even if it seems pointless in the eyes of the world. So, Christians, we do not need to worry about when Jesus will return. We know that he will, and that's good enough. But knowing that he will return strengthens us right now, so that we can live each moment as the Christians he has called us to be. As we hear in verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, prepare us for your coming by leading us to walk in your ways now, to the glory of your holy name. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.